Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we welcome you back to Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena as we bring you coverage of the 1A Division I State Volleyball Tournament. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in. And the stage is set for the final pool play match for Centralia as they take on the Redskins of Little River here to close out the first session this afternoon in a win and you're in scenario. Spearville has already punched their ticket to championship Saturday as they closed out Burlingame and went a perfect 3-0 in pool play. And that sets up Centralia and Little River, who are both 1-1 so far, with the winner of this one advancing to Saturday's semifinal matchups. So it's a big one between Little River and Centralia. Win and you're in, you lose, your season is done. We got a good one coming up for you, the 2-seed Little River, the 3-seed Centralia. It's coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank & Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask the United Bank & Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to offer a lymphedema therapy program. The program is offered through our occupational therapy department and is managed by our certified lymphedema therapist, Cheryl Holthaus. Cheryl has completed the 135-hour training and is excited to help those living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is most effectively managed with a therapy program. For additional questions about our program, please contact Cheryl Holthaus at 785-336-0428. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
And welcome back to Dodge City. Coverage of the Class 1A Division I Volleyball Tournament. It's Centralia and Little River, the 3 and 2 seeds respectively. Winner moves on to championship Saturday. The loser, their season comes to a close. Again, for Pool 2, Spearville went a perfect 3-0. They have punched their ticket to championship Saturday. Burlingame is eliminated at 0-3. And that leaves Centralia and Little River both 1-1. Winner gets into tomorrow. On the other side, Pool 1, Pretty Prairie and Lakeside going at it right now with Pretty Prairie up one set to none in that one. If they win, they'll go 3-0 and they're in. And that would put Victoria in as well, who have capped off their day at 2-1. Rollins County eliminated at 0-3. So we'll get you updated on that other side of the pool when that one gets wrapped up. But here we go. Both teams rocking black jerseys, black tops, Little River, white numerals and lettering trimmed out in red, orange numerals and lettering for Centralia, and they are trimmed out in white. Again, thanks for tuning in. And what should be a very good one here with the stakes at its highest, needing to win to keep their season alive. It's the 3-seed Centralia, the 2-seed Little River. Thank you for joining us here. It's been a fun day to this point. Referees making sure the rosters and lineups are set. Little River will hit from left to right. Centralia from right to left. Little River will serve it up first, and we are underway. That is Kathleen Elwood, the sophomore, to serve it up. Avery Dieters hits it back over, finds the soft spot, and it's 1-0 Centralia. Good start for Avery Dieters and company. They lost to Spearville in three sets and then came back and won in two sets easily against Burlingame. 1-1 is Centralia. There's a spike attempt. Good dig. Boffman trying to finish that one. There is Reagan Becker, and she finishes one here on the near side. And Centralia jumping out to a 2-0 lead. This will be Avery Dieters serving it up for Centralia. Early 2-0 start for him here in the first set. Little River sets it up with Raylan Welsh. They get it back over. Here's Haverkamp, sets it up. Wells can't finish. Centralia gets it back. There's Becker to the back line, and off a defender and out of play, and Centralia leads 3-0. Good start for the Panthers. Fans also have switched sides of the arena. First two matches, Centralia was to my left, and now they're here on the right side. Little River trying to get on the board. Here's Lillian Boffman, and she closes one home. Get the Redskins on the board. It's Centralia leading 3-1. Lillian Boffman, you'll hear her name quite a bit. She is a 6'1 senior, and she is got a lot of length in front of the net. And watching her throughout the day, she is certainly arguably the best player for Little River. Here's Becker, though, with a hard spike attempt, and then it's going to be a point for Little River as Becker goes over the net. And after a 3-0 start for Centralia, Little River back-to-back points, and the Panthers lead 3-2. Avery Dieters sets it middle of the floor. Haverkamp here to the near side. Becker for the kill. Becker with the finish. 4-2 Centralia. Reagan Becker, the junior, who's been very good throughout the day, continuing her stretch of good play. 4-2 Centralia. Lakeside has a 5-3 lead on Pretty Prairie in the second set. Pretty Prairie won that first set, 25-23. Here's Little River setting it up. Spike up against the net, but Centralia comes up with the save, and now they got it. Haverkamp, far side, Wells into the net, and it's a point for Little River. Centralia's lead now 4-3. Certainly a scenario where got to avoid the unforced errors. Here's a set right at the net. Spike attempt off the face of a Little River defender and Aubrey Olander, and it's a point for Centralia. They lead 5-3. Jaden Wells back to serve for the Panthers. Barely grazing the top of the net, but it gets over. Here's a set by Elwood and then blocked at the net, and it's a point for Centralia. 6-3, quick double up. Little River went a stretch where they scored 3 out of 4. Now Centralia has hit 3 of the last 4 points to extend that lead back to 3. There's a set. There's a spike attempt. And Elena Eck, a 5'6 sophomore for Little River, puts that one home and gets the Redskins back to within two. It's 6-4. Cammy Grasser, a 5'6 sophomore, to serve it up for Little River. Sends it on over. That one is long and a point for Centralia. 7-4 Panther lead. Reagan Becker back to serve for Centralia here in the first set. And a must win to keep your season alive. Gets it on over. Tapped over by Avery Peters and finds the soft open spot where no defender was standing. 8-4. Double up lead right now for the Panthers. 36-6 overall. That includes their 1-1 record for today. And then there's an ace for Reagan Becker. 9-4 Centralia. Timeout Little River. What a start for the Panthers here in the first set. We'll take a 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
Now to the timeout. 9-4 Centralia here in the first set against Little River. Flinty trying to keep it in play. And then a diving save, keeping it alive. Avery Dieters, an incredible effort on a third attempt. The Little River ultimately getting the point as that one is finished by Elena Eck, the 5'6 sophomore. Big point for Little River out of the timeout. Centralia's lead is 9-5. Elena Eck back to serve. Sends it over. Barely grazing the top of the net. Owen Dieters going down to get it. Avery Dieters pushing it on over. Now Little River an opportunity here. They have to get it back on a third try. Avery Dieters to Haverkamp. Back to Avery this side over the front of the line. And it's a double hit. And that's going to be a point for the Panthers. A little bit of touch and a little bit of class for Avery Dieters. 10-5, back to a double up lead for Centralia. It's going to be Abby Flinty, the senior, to serve it up for Centralia. And she sends that one long, an unforced error. Little River gets a point, and Centralia's lead is 10-6. Served up by Aubrey Olander, and it barely got over the net, but Centralia here sends it on over with Kyra Bergman, but a diving save, an effort there by X to keep it alive for Little River. Centralia gets it back. Avery Dieters, there's the spike attempt, goes to the back of the line, but pushed up front, now tapped over. Panthers get it back. Haverkamp, Avery Dieters, her spike is blocked. Haverkamp puts it back up, little miscommunication, and then another big-time save from the back line by Reagan Becker to keep it alive. There's a spike attempt that's saved by Owen Dieters. Here's Avery Dieters for a spike attempt. It's brought back over. Owen pushing it up to Haverkamp. Backside. There's another spike attempt by Bergman. That one's blocked. Little River finally gets it back over. And a long rally. The Redskins get the point. It's 10-7 Centralia. Credit both teams on that rally. Olander sends it over. Centralia by three in the first set. Boffman sets it up. Boffman for the kill. And it's in. Lillian Boffman, the 6-1 senior, three straight points for Little River. And Centralia's lead is down to two at 10-8. Aubrey Olander, the 6-foot sophomore, sends it over. Here's Avery Dieters for a kill shot. That one is into the crowd off the defender. That one is good. And for the Panthers, much needed. They get one back. They lead 11-8. This will be libero Owen Dieters to serve it up. Sends it on over. And then that one's going to fly into the crowd. It's mishit by Lillian Boffman. And an ace for Owen Dieters. Lead back to four. 12-8 Panthers. Here's her serve. Sends it on over. The libero Mia DeBar. And then there's a set and a spike attempt that's put in with authority. by Lillian Bachman. And it's 12-9 Centralia. Kathleen Elwood, a sophomore, back to serve for Little River as they have to get the ball out of the crowd. That one went a long way out of play. An emphatic swat and strike from Bachman to earn the point for the Redskins. Now we're back to it. Back line. Becker sets it up. Here's the front for Jaden Wells. Sends it to the back line. Libero keeping it alive for Little River. Bachman pushing it over with two hands. Nearly got the point. Haverkamp sends it back this way. Wells to the far side. Bachman again. They bring it back here. Little River to the near side with Stevenson. Haverkamp. Far side. Avery Dieters. The spike and the kill. 13-9 Centralia. They've hit three of the last 4 points. This will be Avery Dieters to tee it up behind the line. 13-9 Centralia here in the first set. Pushing it up. Here's Lillian Bachman. Her spike. Dieters. Owen Dieters. Very nicely done. And we're going to get a whistle and a violation committed by Becker. And that's going to be a point for Little River. And it is 13-10 Panthers here in the first set. Lillian Bachman, the 6'1 senior, will serve it away. Probably would have gone out, but Flinty kept it alive. Near side, Becker for the kill. Good dig on the back line. Push to the far side. There's a spike, and there's a point, Little River. That time it was Elena Eck, the sophomore, getting credit for that one. Little River back to within two. Panthers lead cut to 13-11. Bachman again sends it on through. Owen Dieters in the middle. Sets it up front to Haverkamp. Far side, Becker for the kill. It's blocked. Owen Dieters sending it to the back line. Flinty, far side right. Third try sent back over by Jaden Wells. Now pushed over. Little River an opportunity, but a good dig by Owen Dieters. Near side, Becker for the kill. That time it's blocked on the back line. Little River an opportunity. There's Eck. It's over the net, but saved by Centralia. Near side, Becker again. Little River's going to have another opportunity here. Bachman sends it over with the right hand. Flinty on the back line. Sets it up for Haverkamp. Here's Wells. Sends it to the back line. Saved by Little River. Putting it to the front. There's Stevenson, a kill shot. That one saved by Haverkamp. Blocked and then finally stayed in play. And Little River's going to get that point. Another long rally. And Little River has scored the last three and they're back to within one. It's 13-12 Centralia here in the first set. Battle of the 2 and 3 seeds here in the field. One of these teams will not make it to tomorrow, and there's a kill shot from Owen Dieters, and it's 14-12. Much needed point there for Centralia. Now it's Lena Haverkamp to serve it away for the Panthers. A 2-point lead. Pretty Prairie trailing Lakeside by 2, 15-13. That is in the second set. Lakeside needs that one to force a third set. Pretty Prairie is 2-0, Lakeside 1-1. We got a stoppage in play. The official talking to Kim Rolfs, the head coach for Little River, just confirming, I think, a lineup change and a substitution as Aubrey Olander comes out. And Elsie Bachman comes in. So we got Elsie and Lillian Bachman. Elsie a freshman, Lillian a senior. And now the official confirming with Centralia coach Tammy Talley exactly what happened there. So we do have a stoppage in play. Right now it's Centralia 14, Little River 12 here in the first set. Centralia on the serve. Once we get the clarification, Haverkamp will serve it away for the Panthers. And Spearville on this side of the bracket, they have moved on. They went 3-0 in pool play. Centralia lost in three sets to open the day to the Lancers of Spearville. After they won the first set, they lost sets 2 and 3. Then they came back strong with a straight set win over Burlingame. And then Little River got a win over Burlingame as well, and then they lost to Spearville in straight sets 25-19, 25-23. So still getting clarification now. The officials on the far side of the floor are talking about what's going on. And glad to be a part of your Friday afternoon. We got some high school football on tonight. 103.9 KNZA, Sabetha at Prairie LeCompton, Class 3A playoffs opening up. Of course, you heard some playoff action last night, and eight-man, and Fulton as well getting a big win. Fun times, minus the 80-mile-an-hour winds they have out here in western Kansas. I think we finally have figured out what's happening here. I think we're finally back to it. So after a few-minute delay, Haverkamp to serve it up. Centralia by 2, 14-12, and that's going to be an 8. Ah, the weight does good sometimes, and 15-12 now, Centralia, after the Haverkamp 8. Lakeside leading Pretty Prairie, 19-13 in the second set. Haverkamp serves it up. That one goes long. The Little River bouncing back, getting a freebie there, 15-13 Centralia. This will be the libero, Mia DeBar, sending it over for Little River. There's a set, there's a spike attempt, and there's a finish for the Panthers. I believe that was Jaden Wells on the finish. 16-13 Centralia here in the first set. I believe this is Jaden Wells to serve it for the Panthers. She'll send it over with some loft. Dug down there by Boffman. Boffman comes back. There's a set, and there's a spike, and there's a kill. Ashley Stevenson puts that one home for Little River. And they're back to within two, 16-14 Centralia. Centralia led 10-5. That's the largest lead we have seen on either side in this first set. They led 9-4 and then 10-5, and it's been about 2 or 3 ever since, and there's a set, and there's a spike. Reagan Becker finishing that one. Beautifully done, 17-14. Centralia back in front by 3. As Becker now going back to serve. Sends it over with the right hand. Redskins a chance. There's the set. There's the spike, and it's out. Too much from Elena Eck. And past the line it goes, and the lead back to 4 for the Panthers at 18-14. Becker again to serve it away. Sends it across. Bumped up by Boffman. Sent to the front. This will be Boffman to send it over with the right hand. Plenty pushing it up front. There's the set. There's the spike, and that one lands in play. It's Caitlin Olson, the senior, with the finish for the Panthers. And the lead is back to 5, 3 straight for the Panthers, 19-14 their lead. And a timeout, Little River. Centralia 19, Little River 14, set 1 and a must win. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more and find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
92.1 KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia with a nice block at the front of the net by Avery Dieters. They lead it 19-14 over Little River in the first set. There's a spike attempt from Dieters. Goes up against the net. And Boffman sends it back over for Little River. Haverkamp on the attack. Dieters near side. It goes on top of the net. Haverkamp gets it over with the right hand. Redskins will settle. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the point for Little River. Finished by Aubrey Olander. And it's 19-15. Centralia's lead down to 4. That stops a quick 3-0 run there by the Panthers. Elena X sends it across for Little River. Flinty to the near side. Avery Dieters with a finish and the kill. Beautifully set up by Flinty. And Dieters puts it home. It's 20-15. Can Centralia close it out? They certainly had their chance in the matchup against Spearville in the second set and even the third set as well. But Spearville was able to rally both times to get the win. That was a near ace, but Little River keeps it alive, pushing it on over. Haverkamp setting it back, middle of the floor. Avery Dieters, her spike, diving save from the back line, but it's to no avail as it's out of play, and the Panthers get the point. 21-15, their lead. They've scored five of the last six and six of the last eight and eight of the last 11. Pushing the pace, they lead by six. Sent over by Flinty, set up front by Elwood. There's the spike, and that one, well done. Lillian Boffman, 6-1 senior, puts it home for Little River, and it's 21-16. The lead is five for Centralia. Aubrey Olander, the 6-foot sophomore, to serve it up. Sends it on over with some high pace. Owen Dieters on the back line, pushing it up to Haverkamp. Avery Dieters taps it into the front line, stays in the air, and then winning it again at the front of the net with Avery Dieters against Elwood, and it's back to 6, 22-16. 3 points away from closing out the first set. Owen Dieters will send it over. A near ace gets to the front of the net, and that one gets hit out of play. Centralia again gets the point, 23-16 their lead. And Lakeside has just finished off Pretty Prairie, 25-18, so that one goes to a third set. If Lakeside wins, that would put three teams on that side of the pool at 2-1. Here's Haverkamp, sets it up for Avery Dieters. Her spike blocked at the net. Haverkamp sends it back this way. Tapped by Wells and then sent over and out of play, and it will be a point for Little River. 23-17 the score. Centralia by six. Here's the serve, Kathleen Elwood, the sophomore, near ace, but dug out by Owen Dieters. Here's Avery, taps it over the front line, but pushed back over. Here's Centralia again. Wells the spike to the back line, saved up by the libero, Mia DeBar. Gets it to the front. Boffman taps it over, but right to Owen Dieters. Sends it to this side. Wells sends it back. Nearly got the point, but saved. Kind of an awkward rally right now. Sent back over by Wells, pushed to Boffman, her spike blocked by Avery Dieters, rejected at the net, and it's set point for Centralia. They lead it by a touchdown, 24-17. Centralia to serve it. It's Avery Dieters who just had the nice defensive play, sends it on through. Back line, DeBar, up front, Boffman, Avery Dieters with a nice dig off the spike. Up front for Wells, and it goes into the net. Little River gets the point, now 24-18. Still set point here for Centralia. William Boffman, the 6-1 senior, to serve it away. Sends it across. Owen Dieters hits it up. Here to the near side for Avery Dieters. Becker tried to kill, but Little River saves it. Here's the set. There's the spike attempt. Good dig by Centralia. Becker for the kill. Saved up in the air by Owen Dieters to the back line. Avery Dieters has it. Becker taps it over. Gets behind the line, and that'll do it. Centralia wins the first set, 25-18. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Set two coming your way next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's fall, which means fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Kansaland Radio.
And quickly back into the start of set number two between Centralia and Little River. It's been quite the rally here. Becker near side spike attempt. Doesn't find the hole. Little River pushing it back over. Avery Dieter saving it from going out. Wells, a spike attempt, and there it is. Jaden Wells, a finish. Centralia taking a 1-0 lead here in set number two. Panthers won the first set 25-18. A win here extends the season and would punch Centralia to the semifinals tomorrow. Spearville has already punched their ticket. Lakeside and Pretty Prairie on the other side still have some things to work out with that now in the third set. We know Burlingame and Rollins County are out. Both went 0-3 in pool play today. And this one is win and you're in. And there's a whistle and then a violation up on the net was Little River and Centralia. Just like the first set, starting up 2-0. Avery Dieter's back to serve. So strong, made some key plays late in that first set victory. And that was 25-18. Boffman pushing it over. Becker sends it in the air. Owen Dieter saves it from going out to Avery, who sends it on over. They set up Bachman, blocked at the net, but Little River has it. That one pushed over by Elisa Bachman. Elsie Bachman, I should say. And then there's a spike attempt from Becker. They were saying it was tipped. The officials say no, and that's going to be a Little River point, 2-1. Becker thought it was tipped by DeBar on the back line. It was not, according to the officials. 2-1 Centralia, pushed here. Becker again. That one hits the top of the net. And hit in the air, and then it finds the floor. And Becker makes it 3-1 Centralia. Haverkamp to serve. Sends it, just barely clips the top of the net, but finds it over. Boffman will tap it over with the left hand and finds the open spot, and a point for Little River. Lead is 3-2 for Centralia. Lillian Boffman, 6-1 senior, to serve it away for Little River. Sends it over hard with the right hand. Haverkamp on the back line. Sets it up for Wells. Sends it over. Little River now an opportunity. That time tapped over by Stevenson. Dieter's here to the near side. Becker's kill attempt blocked at the net. To the back side. Wells will send it over. Blocked by the libero DeBar on the back line. Little River chance to spike that one. It's blocked. And then hit out of play. And it is a point for Centralia. Little delay by the official. Make the call. Double up lead 4-2 for Centralia. You're in the second set. Won the first set 25-18. Little River has to bump it over on a third set. Wells puts it up front. Haverkamp. Becker! Yes! 5-2 Centralia. Boy, Becker, so athletic. The amount of height she gets, when they set her up right and she gets to where she wants to get, boy, it is nearly impossible to stop. And then there's a kill in front of the net. Kathleen Elwood for Little River. 5-3 is the Centralia lead. Right now, Lakeside a 9-2 lead on Pretty Prairie in the third set. A Lakeside win would put three teams at 2-1 on that side of the bracket. As Little River and Mia DeBar puts one into the net on the serve, giving a free point to Centralia. And it's 6-3 Panthers. Becker sends it back to serve. DeBar with a nice dig there to keep it alive. And then that one goes long. Miss hit by Stevenson. And it's 7-3 Centralia. Becker sends it over, barely grazing the top of the net. Little River now sends it over with Boffman. Boffman backside, Becker diving for the save. Avery Dieters taps it over the first line. Push back over, Avery Dieters now to Haverkamp. Back to Dieters for the kill, it's blocked. Owen Dieters will set it up far side and then pushed over by Bergman. Now Little River a chance, her spike attempt blocked. And then it's up in the air, Bergman barely clips it back over the net and it finds the soft spot. Leaning down for it, nearly on her knees, was Bergman, and then clipped it over the net. Not sure how that one even got over the net. But it does, and now it's 8-3 Centralia. Becker with a hard attempt, and that one is long. So she taps Owen Dieters and says, my bad. 8-4, Centralia by 4. Here in set number 2, trying to punch their ticket to championship Saturday, needing a win to do so. And then there's an ace, or a near ace, and there it is. It finally gets knocked out. So an ace for Little River. And that was Cammie Grasser, the sophomore, earning that point for Little River. Back-to-back points for the Redskins, now 8-5. Centralia leads by 3. Avery Dieters, nice dig there off the serve, coming back for the spike, it's blocked. Linty to Owen Dieters, pushed over by Bergman, but then nice defense up front by Aubrey Olander, the 6-foot sophomore for Little River, earning the points for her club. 3 straight points for Little River, Centralia's lead is 2 at 8-6. Grasser sends it over. Dug up by Haverkamp. Avery Dieters taps it over the front line. Good defense there by Little River. And then a whistle, and Little River was up against the net. And that's going to be a free point for the Panthers. And it's now 9-6 Centralia. Now Centralia going back to serve. Leave it to Flinty. She sends it on over. Boffman with the dig, comes to the near side, spike attempt blocked by Avery Dieters. Haverkamp pushing it to the far side. Now we get a whistle and another violation against Little River. Back-to-back freebies for the Panthers, and the lead back to 4 at 10-6. Abby Flinty to continue serving for the Panthers. Sends it on over. Boffman to the front of the net. There's a spike attempt. Good dig on the back line by Flinty. There's a spike attempt by Caitlin Olson. And that one lands true, and that's another point for Centralia. Little River takes a timeout. Panthers lead it by 5, 11-6 here in set 2. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Centralia getting a good defensive effort there by Avery Dieters at the front of the net, earning another point for the Panthers. Now 4 straight, their lead is 12-6 over Little River here in the second set, and a must win. Centralia won the first set 25-18. Another one into the net and another point for the Panthers. Starting to gather momentum and extend this lead out 13-6. Little River in a little bit of trouble here. Panthers got all the momentum. Flinty to serve. Gets it on over. They push it to the far side. Olander spike attempt. That's dug up nicely by the back line for Centralia. Avery Dieters now a spike attempt. Dug up nicely by DeBar on the back side. And a big point for the Redskins. Kathleen Elwood finishing for Little River up front. And that stops a 5-0 spurt by Centralia. It's now 13-7 in favor of the Panthers. As DeBar sends it across, Avery Dieters now will tap it over. Nearly got it to go. Gets into the front of the net, and then it has to be hit back over on a third try. Flinty with a diving effort near side. Avery Dieters, left-handed tap. Not there. Haverkamp saves it. Flinty sets it to the far side. There's a spike attempt by Olsen, and out of play. That is a point for Centralia. They lead it now 14-7. Lakeside and Pretty Prairie, a two-point game in the third match right now. 13-11 Lakeside with that slight edge. There's a set and a spike attempt. Little River point as Lillian Boffman puts that one away. 14-8. Centralia by six. Sending that one on over. Pushing it to the far side. Avery Dieters, her spike is blocked at the net. And another point for Little River. 14-9 the score. That was good defense. Lillian Boffman again. All 6-1 of her. She is very lanky, very long. Certainly has an advantage with that length. Tapped over the net and out of play. Leave it the point for Centralia, and it is 15-9 Panthers. Nice little stop there. Now I think they're going to change the call. The ref on the far side says it was deflected. So I think it's going to be 14-10 instead of 15-9. I haven't changed it on the scoreboard yet, so I'm not sure. Still says 15-9. Avery Dieters into the net. Haverkamp saves it back up. Now they make the switch. 14-10 our score. Put into the net, and then Avery Dieters with a block, and it lands on the other side. So a big point for Centralia after getting that one taken away. They get it right back. 15-10 Panthers. Avery Dieters back to serve, sends it on over. Put to the front of the net. Boffman, kind of an awkward leaning back spike attempt, so not much behind it. Here's Wells sending it over and finds it inside the line on the backside. Wells earning the point for Centralia. The lead is 6. It's 16-10. Avery Dieters back to serve. Key stretch coming up here for both of these teams, and that was a near ace. Little River able to keep it alive and get it on over. Haverkamp sends it to this side. Becker taps it over, but saved by Owen Dieters. Pushed back up to the front and then sent back over by Becker. Redskins an opportunity. Boffman taps that one over, and that one is out. Point for Centralia. 17-10 Panthers closing in on a trip to championship Saturday. Still some work to do. Timeout Little River. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Centralia trying to punch their ticket to the state volleyball semifinals tomorrow here in Dodge City. They lead Little River 17-10 here in the second set. And then earning that point, the front of the rim was Becker. Puts that one home, 18-10. Centralia, they won the first set 25-18. Lead this one here, 18-10. Pretty Prairie and Little River tied at 16 in their third set. That certainly has some big implications on seeding tomorrow. That one tapped at the front of the net. Little River keeping it on their side. They're going to set it up for Boffman here on the far side. Spike attempt. Good dig on the back line by Flinty to keep it alive, and it's pushed over with two hands by Owen Dieters. Dieters, good defense once again. Saving a spike attempt to the far side. Wells blasting it over with the right hand. Not there. Little River gets it to Boffman. Hurst goes into the net, and it's double hits, and it's another point for Centralia, 19-10. They have scored five straight. Little River is in trouble. Panthers got all the momentum. Sent on over by Dieters. Pushed to the far side. Boffman sends it here to the near side. Diving effort by Owen Dieters to keep it alive. Now behind her, Wells sends it over with two hands. Pushed over. Haverkamp sets it up for Flinty. Back here to the near side. Becker with the spike. Saved on the back line by DeBar. Boffman gets it to the front of the net. Taps it over with two hands. Pushed up in the air by Haverkamp. Becker again spikes it. This one gets away from the defense, and that one's going to land home. It's Becker again. 20-10 Centralia. They've scored six straight. They've hit the highway, and they've found the speed they want to go, and they've put it on cruise control. Peter sends it over. Taps. Good defense at the front of the net. Jaden Wells says no thank you. 21-10. The defense here for Centralia has been so, so good. It's been tough for Little River, especially here in the second set, to get anything at the front of the net. And that one goes under the net. Redskins will earn that point. That stops the bleeding to a certain degree, but it's still Centralia by 10 at 21-11. Pretty Prairie Lakeside tied at 18 in their third deciding sets behind us. There's Becker and the spike right into the face of Boffman. Oh, man. That could not have felt too good. As Becker puts it home, it's 22-11. Impossible to defend. Haverkamp sends it over. They want to find Boffman. Gets it on over. Good dig on the back line by Avery Dieters. Becker again. This time it's tipped by the net, and I think Becker was in the net. And that's going to be a point for Little River. It's now 22-12 Centralia. Little River needs some help. Boffman sends it over. Nice dig out of some trouble there for Dieters. Wells has it rejected at the net. Now Becker sends it over with two hands. Boffman sets it up front. They want to go back to her way. Avery Dieters with a nice save on the back line. Becker set up. Spike attempt is in. Just gets inside the line, and Becker again puts one home. 23-12, and Panthers on the brink of getting to the semifinal matchup tomorrow. Keeping their state title hopes alive after losing the first one to Spearville. They have come back strong. Little River's going to get a point, though, there as that one gets slammed home by Elena Eck, the sophomore. And it's 23-13, Centralia by 10. Mia DeBar will go back to serve for Little River. They need a lot of things to happen to get back into this one. Haverkamp to the near side. Bergman sends it over for Centralia. Now they want to find Olander. Rejected. Becker blocks her at the net. And it's match point for Centralia, 24-13. Fans are on their feet. Becker sends it away. Boffman puts it in the air, front of the net. Nearly defended, but Haverkamp puts it back up. They want Avery Dieters for the win, and it's saved up on the back line by Boffman. Near side, Eck will send it. Blocked! And it's over! Bergman blocks it at the net, and Centralia wins it. 25-13. We'll see you tomorrow. The Panthers advance to day two. After losing the first match of the day against Spearville, they beat Burlingame and then Little River to get to Championship Saturday. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap this one up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions?
personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, Centralia will be in action tomorrow as they get a win over Little River in a must-win situation to keep their season alive. They sweep the Redskins 25-18 and 25-13. So in Pool 2, Spearville 3-0, Centralia 2-1. Both those teams advance to championship Saturday. We're waiting on the finish here between Lakeside and Pretty Prairie. Pretty Prairie into this third match, they were 2-0. Lakeside was 1-1. Now, if Lakeside wins, they're up 22-21 right now. We would have three teams on that side of the pool at 2-1, and there's a big point for Pretty Prairie, now 22-22 there. So, again, I have an understanding of the tiebreakers, but wouldn't know off the top which two out of those three, if three of them were 2-1, would be advancing. But we do know Centralia and Spearville have advanced from Pool 2. So we'll wait and see. We will tweet out the matchups once we get them. And then hang around. We got 2A action coming up. I will be here following Jefferson County North as the 2A tournament gets underway. I will have those broadcasts for you on our sister station, 93.7 Care. But, of course, I'll be back on the air tomorrow here on KMZA for Centralia in the semifinals. So, again, appreciate the work from Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm back on the air here in about 45 minutes on 93.7 Care for the Chargers of Jeff County North in their run in the 2A tournament. So, again, we'll see you tomorrow for Centralia Volleyball here on 92.1 KMZA. Until then, again, Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman signing off from Dodge City.